Let's stand together if you'd like. Just bow our heads and open the service. Lord Jesus, precious Savior, Lord, how we just rejoice in you tonight. Lord, our blessed presence, Lord, we know you're here. And we're so thankful for that. Lord, I ask that you would just be with us each and every phase of the service, Father. Lord, may you get the glory and honor in everything that's said, every word that's spoke, every breath that's breathed, Lord. May it be glorifying you. Lord, we look to you now, Father. Just have your way in our lives. Draw us closer to thee, we ask. In your precious holy name, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise his name. You really love him tonight.
Amen.
He's done so much for us, saints. You may be seated. Turn with me, if you will, to I only believe there on page 47. Amen. I'd like to just listen to the words before we sing them, saints. It seems so much revelation in these. You know, it's, I know not why God's wondrous grace to me he hath made known. You ever think about it? Nor why, though unworthy, Christ in love redeemed me for his own. I know not how the saving faith to me he did impart, nor how believing in his word wrought such peace within my heart. All that lovely peace. I know not how the Spirit moves, convincing men of sin, revealing Jesus through the word, creating faith in him. I know not what of good or ill may be reserved for me, of weary ways or golden days before his face I see. I know not when my Lord may come, at night or noonday fair, nor if I'll walk the vale with him or meet him in the air. But I know whom I have believed and know he's faithful. Don't you, saints? Amen. I know not why God's wondrous grace to me he hath made known, nor why unworthy Christ in love redeemed me for his own. But I know whom I have believed and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I've committed unto him against that day. I know not how.
know. Amen. Do you believe?
Hallelujah.
Amen. Page 187. Amen. Such love. Sing about His love and His grace. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise His name.
That God should love a sinner such as I should yearn to change my sorrow into bliss, nor rest till He had planned to bring me nigh. How wonderful, amen, listen to them, amen. Oh, such love, such wondrous love. Hallelujah. sins of the past have been all forgiven, and my name's inscribed upon that book. Wonderful is my Redeemer, praise His name. Oh, living here with my Lord in a holy union, day by day, all the way, having sweet communion. Oh, what change grace hath wrought in my lowly station, since my soul's received that full and free salvation. Oh, He's wonderful, wonderful. Wonderful is my Redeemer, amen. Oh, yes, He's wonderful. Oh, He's wonderful, amen. Oh, Counselor, Prince of Peace, Almighty God is He. Oh, He's saving me, keeping me from all sin and shame. Wonderful is my Redeemer, praise His name.
Amen. Oh, He is truly wonderful, saints. Amen. A little chorus just hit my mind when he sung for a little while. Amen. 214. I love this little chorus, little verse. The windows of heaven are open. Amen. If you want a little pile of blessings, saints, just open up your heart. Amen.
The windows of heaven are open. Oh, the blessings are falling tonight. Oh, there is joy.
Blessings falling down on you.
Yes.
Amen. Oh, just think about what He's done for you. And truly, saints, truly, you'll worship Him and praise Him throughout your life. Amen. He's so wonderful. Hallelujah. Brother Luke, would you like to come up with the offering? Praise His holy name. Oh, I love Him. Love to think of what He's done for us. That's the blessing. Everything, it's everything to me. Amen. He's my father, my mother, my sister, and my brother. Hallelujah.
He's everything. He's everything to me. He's everything. He's everything.
everything. Hallelujah. How many have something on your heart, request, a need? Just hold it on your heart as we bow our heads. Brother Philip, would you like to take a request?
Heavenly Father, just appreciate being here.
Oh, yes.
God, we can see some of us here this thing, man.
Oh, hallelujah.
You may be seated. Hallelujah. Somebody in the congregation have a special song? Amen. Oh, he's wonderful. Amen. You have a song, Karen? As he comes.
In the back of God's great mind, he had a plan. He longed to manifest himself through man. To make sure it was fulfilled, he didn't take a chance. He prepared somebody beforehand. God has someone that's been predestined. He has watching every move their body makes. They have a willing heart no matter what God asks of them. I'll be that prisoner so in love with you. God has someone that's been predestined. He has someone to meet his need. There is some
all stand, if you will. Sing a little chorus. Only believe is ask our brother to come.
Heart, sing it again. Amen. Only believe. Only believe. All things are possible. Only believe. By his mercy and grace, I believe. Amen. Let's just bow our heads for a moment of prayer. Precious Lord, we once more truly do count it a great honor and privilege to come and to gather in, Lord, and to sing these few songs and to worship you. Lord, then to set humbly in, Lord, as we read your word and bring it forth, that, Lord, as we'll find our little portion or nugget tonight, Lord, that would strengthen us, encourage us, Lord, to continue to press on, Lord, more than we ever have, and to hold up the fight, Lord, and to hold up your banner high that, Lord, you are coming soon. And, Lord, you're coming for a people that's looking and loving and longing your appearing and resting, Lord, in your promises and in your word lined up 100%. And, Lord, that's what we want to find as we look into thy precious word, as, Lord, we want to find that we match it exactly to what you said you would be coming back to get. And Lord, we just ask your blessings upon your word into our heart and pray that you'll receive all the glory and the honor for anything that's said and done in the blessed, precious name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Oh, isn't he wonderful? Amen. Amen. If you'd like to turn your Bibles with me while we're still standing over to Malachi, I'm just going to read some very familiar scriptures this evening just to draw our attention back to some things. Listening to a message today there and just thinking about some things the Lord been meditating on. It just struck my heart and I've enjoyed it. And as we study and see these things out, we're the first partaker and we just want to share with you what God has shared with us and praying that it'll strengthen our hearts along the way. Amen. But here in Malachi 4, very familiar scripture, but let's start there at the first verse. For behold, the day cometh that shall burn as an oven. And all the proud, yea, and all that do wickedly shall be stubble. And the day cometh that shall burn them up, saith the Lord of hosts, that it shall leave them neither root nor branch. But unto you that fear my name shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings. And ye shall go forth and grow up as calves of the stall. And ye shall tread down the wicked, for they shall be ash under the soles of your feet in the day that I shall do this, saith the Lord of hosts. Remember ye the law of Moses, my servant, which I commanded unto him in Horeb for all Israel, with the statutes and judgments. Behold, I will send you Elijah the prophet before the coming of that great and dreadful day of the Lord. And he shall turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, and the heart of the children to their fathers, lest I come and smite the earth with a curse. May the Lord bless the reading of his word, and you may be seated. As we already begin to read a scripture that's very, very familiar to us. Many of us, as we've been in this message a long time and been around this message a long time, but how it ought to truly make our hearts burn within us when we read that scripture and know that by grace God has opened my eyes and gave me eyes to see, that I don't have to read that scripture in fear, not knowing for sure what's going to happen, But by God's grace, he has allowed me eyesalve to be able to know and to see what age I'm living in and what's coming to pass around us. And if you would, just let's go turn over and read Revelations 10, 1 to 7. As I said, these are very, very familiar. Amen. But just want to place them back in your hearts as we read them again. Amen. Revelations 10, and just read from 1 to 7. And I saw another mighty angel come down from heaven, clothed with a cloud, and a rainbow was up on his head, and his face as it were the sun, and his feet as pillars of fire. And he had in his hand a little book open, and he set his right foot upon the sea, and his left foot upon the earth. And he cried with a loud voice as when a lion roareth. And when he had cried, seven thunders uttered their voices. And when the seven thunders had uttered their voices, I was about to write. And I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, seal up those things which the seven thunders uttered, and write them not. And the angel which I saw stand upon the sea and upon the earth lifted up his hand to heaven, and swear by him that liveth forever and ever, who created heavens and earth and the things therein are, and the earth and the things that are therein are, and the sea and the things which are therein, and that there should be time no longer. But in the days of the voice of that seventh angel, when he shall begin to sound, the mystery of God should be finished, as he hath declared to his servants the prophets. And oh my, as we read these things and we see the time and the age in which we're living, and begin to realize that that mysteries of God have been declared and sent forth. And as we stand here as recipients in this day and this age of a people that's been placed in an area and by God's grace called to this purpose to be recipients of that precious message and to have the revelation revealed to us of what God was going to do in this last age before these last few moments of time. And as we gather in here each and every service, and as our brother had been ministering on maturity, and I think of that in Malachi, says how you shall grow up as calves of the stall, and how we can see that, look at all the time we've been hearing this precious word, and we've been maturing, and we've been growing, and we take it in each and every service we come in. But you know, oftentimes, as our brother mentioned here not too long ago, as our pastor, as he was preaching and talking about having living around something, it becomes so common to us, and how we see that has truly become the what's happening around us. It's good to talk about the message. And all of these things, God had a purpose in revealing to us to show us where we come from, who we are, and where we're going. And all through that, how what the true baptism of the Holy Ghost is. And what it meant to truly be filled with the same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead. And what to expect and what to see, that we wouldn't go around guessing and wondering. I wonder what it would be like. I wonder how it should be. But God give us a clear-cut decision in His precious Word. And he's declared forth these great things that have been hid from the eyes of the wise and the prudent, but he's revealed them unto babes such as would learn. And by God's grace, with humility, we can see that I'm one of those, and you've got to put yourself there to see that these things that's coming forth, the things that we're partaking of, is not just a service, not just a religious order, but it's a spoken word of God, spoken to a very portion of himself that he set here in this time to be a recipient of that precious word, that he would fulfill himself in this last age to prove that he could have the preeminence of a body of believers in this last day. And as we stand there and see that we are part of that, as our brother sang the little song right as we started service, I know in whom I've believed, and I know he is able to keep what he's committed unto me against that day. And as we look into God's precious word, so many in this age have begun, the younger generation as they come up, and a lot of the older, they try to turn the message to fit them instead of themselves turning to fit the message. But we don't want to be a people that try to turn the message to fit us, but we want to be a people that conform exactly to the image that God predestinated us to be. And you know, we may be small in number, and we may not have the biggest group of people, but where two or three are gathered in my name, he said he would be there in the midst. And if you go back and look in the book of Acts and truly consider how many people was riding in that little chariot that day, Philip and that eunuch going up through there, just two. Look at some of the different gatherings they had. There wasn't many there down in that old jail, just the jailer and Paul and Silas. I want you to think about that. God doesn't deal in numbers. And God is a rewarder of them that are diligently seeking Him and His will and what His will is in their life. And, you know, I'm so glad to know what God has done and to be able to go back and to see how Brother Branham was as a prophet and what God revealed to him, the things that he broke down to us, of how we can see the mighty things of how we were always with God and how we were a part of Him and how He made the way for us to be here and sent Jesus into time to die and to make the atonement for our sins that we could be brought back. And all these great things that we see. And it's wonderful to see that. And it's wonderful to hear that. But it's more wonderful when I can see in my life that it's backing up that I am truly one that was identified with what the Word said that blood purchased would be in this last age. Amen. We've got to see the reality that there's all of us. We've all went to church. Most of us have went to church all of our lives, and we've seen it. We've grew up with it. We've heard it, the Lord is going to come again. He's going to come for a bride, and we've heard all of these things. But there's a reality to it that we should be seeing come to life with the maturity of this age in each one of us. And I'm not trying to fit in to be with somebody else. I'm not trying to be like somebody else. You know, Brother Branham made the comment one time, he wished he could be Billy Graham, or like Billy Graham, I think is the way he said. But he said, God didn't make me to be like Billy Graham, but Billy Graham can't be me either. And showing that I've got a place in God's great economy. He chose me. He chose you. Amen. You can't replace me and I can't replace you. But if I can find and you can find our place in that precious word, that our life is identified and we're backed up, the Holy Spirit living in there, punctuating every word of God with an amen, and seeing the manifestation of this word take this body over, and I see that I am an overcomer and see all of this living through me, what a great joy ought to be burning in my heart tonight. Whether I'm 15, whether I'm 102, it shouldn't matter. That same joy, it don't matter if I've served God 2 years or if I've served Him 110. That same joy should be in my heart. Thank you, Lord, that I have eyes to see at this time that we're living. That I have that peace in my heart that your precious word has said. You would never leave me nor forsake me. And here I stand tonight. Knowing that you're going to finish this work that you've started in my life. And I'm going to reach that full maturity by your grace. If I humbly yield myself to you and let you have your way, Lord, you'll take me the last mile of the way. And how we see this with a reality. But so many people have lost the reality of why we follow a message. They lose sight of the goal that's at the end. And the achievement that God had a purpose that He wanted to achieve. And it wasn't just to continue to live here in this old fleshly world and life, but He had a purpose for us.
Yes, He did.
Amen. I can get ahead of myself here. Let's see. Read a couple things Brother Branham had said. This was in the message, Acts of the Holy Spirit, preached December 19th, 1954. And paragraph 66, and he began to talk here. He said, it's never stopped then and it can't stop now. That's right. God's gospel will move on. And on and on and on. Where there is no more heavens, no more earth, the word will still remain the same. For heavens and earth will pass away, but my word shall never pass away. It can't pass away. The word is just as immortal as God Himself. And it can't pass away, and I believe every word of it. All the things that Jesus was, He is now, and always will be. That's right. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And the same Holy Ghost that fell on the day of Pentecost is the same Holy Ghost of today. I'll admit it's been tramped on and made fun of, misinterpreted, misrepresented, and everything else like that. That's only the devil counterfeiting. But there is a real genuine baptism of the Holy Spirit that brings the same results that they had on the day of Pentecost. He says, that's right, and I can say amen to it. By God's grace, if you'll take God at His word, and if we'll truly honor up to His precious word and measure ourselves by His word and look into the mirror of God's word and take what He said and truly believe what He said it would do, it'll make the same results happen that happened in that original day of Pentecost in the life of those believers. And here in the message, three kinds of believers, paragraph 63, and he says, here we are, down to the Laodicean age, And we're taught in the Laodicean age that Christ was put out of his church and was even knocking at the door trying to get back in. So when we see that happening, and we know what age we're living in, and then we're at the closing of the history of the world, and the book is now being finished, the last line will be wrote across it someday, and she'll be closed up. And then time shall be no more. And there's a great drama being set, and the angels are standing over the skies watching. You know what a drama is. The actors are ready. You can see them acting. And you can see the evil one acting. You see the villain of the play and how he's come on the scene with his cunningness to deceive. But you can also see the raptured church making herself ready. It's a great scene. And you can see the presence of God vindicated, making the great drama that's foretold here in this Bible to act itself out. What a time to live. The most glorious time. That man of all ages has longed for this time. And the prophets of old longed to see this hour. And was it privileged? And by God's grace, he saw me in this closing moments of time that I would be here. He saw you. What a great honor he has bestowed upon us. And what a great privilege that he's given us. And how it ought to cause us in humility to yield ourselves to him in such a way that he could have the full preeminence of our lives. That we would want every word to be lived and to be magnified. And we have so much word. We have so much that's laid out before us. And so much we've heard time and time again. But as we're living in these last few moments, we must make sure that we have a true revelation of what Jesus Christ has sent for that bride of this last day. It's got to be a personal affair. It's got to be a personal revelation. I'm going to turn here to the book of Hebrews, if you want to turn with me and read some scriptures. As Paul was speaking here, just to put this in here with this. Amen. Hebrews, we'll start at the first chapter in the first verse. But God, who at sundry times in divers manners spake in times past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the worlds, and who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high. And oh my, what a great work he's done for us. But then to look and back and to be able to realize that this whole book has been God speaking all the way through. Speaking to you and speaking to me. And then Paul drops down here into the second chapter and he says, therefore we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest any time we should let them slip. So many are looking for something new and searching for a new great revelation of something to come. When the mystery's been finished. And what a little bride is praying for, a revelation of the things in which she's already heard. She's looking for and hastening to make sure she's not letting anything slip of what's already been declared to her. And making sure and watching to see that she's lining up 100% with every word. And not forgetting those things which she's already been taught. But holding fast to her profession. Holding fast to those things which are good. And Paul goes on over here to the fourth chapter. And it's just amazing how he keeps stressing this. And he says, let us therefore fear, lest a promise being left us of entering into his rest, any of you should seem to come short of it. For unto us was the gospel preached as well as unto them, but the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them which heard it. And how Paul is stressing this, and here in the message, the Hebrew book, chapter 4, and about page paragraph 55, Brother Branham read this scripture and he exhorted on it a little bit. He says, listen what the Bible says and how it says it and how we get it. Let us therefore fear, lest a promise being left us of entering into his rest, any of you should seem to come short of it. For unto us the day then the gospel was preached as well as unto them. What is the gospel? The good news. The good news came to them in Egypt that God had sent a deliverer and he's going to bring us out and take us to the promised land. The good news to us now, what? God has sent a deliverer, the Holy Ghost, and we're on the road to the promised land, and the people has now made creeds and denominations, but God still remains that our rest is the Holy Ghost. Notice, the gospel was preached unto them as well as unto us, but the word preached did not profit them. Remember, The word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. Oh, my brethren, let me stop here for a minute. No matter how much word is preached and how well you like the way it's been preached, unless you yourself are a partaker of that, it won't do you one bit of good. And we may sit here and hear the word preached. We come in here, the atmosphere is set right. We have our pastor, I believe, to the best of my within me, that he's staying with the word and he's preaching the word the way God is laying it upon his heart, and he's bringing it without his ideas or opinion mixed with it. And we come in here and we sit under that precious anointing. But just to hear it and just to agree with it and just to say that's good, I believe that, it's not enough. We've got to be a partaker of it. And it's got to be manifested that we've been a partaker of the word in which we've heard. That it takes this body under subjection. And Christ lives back through it with the life that was expressed in this Bible all the way through. And he says, it won't do you one bit of good, not being mixed with faith by them that heard it. They seen the miracles of Moses, and they said, that's pretty good. And they walked over, and they seen him perform miracles, and they seen the pillar of fire, and maybe heard him talk about it. Oh, that's all right. But it wasn't mixed with a personal faith. For as soon as they got to the wilderness, every one of them began to murmur. And God said that they doubted it. Because that they doubted it, it was a sin. Don't doubt nothing. Believe. Don't doubt no matter how hard the case is. Believe it. Now they began to murmur, and God overthrew them. And then he swore in his wrath that they should never enter into his rest. And the Bible said here, I believe it's in the third chapter, their carcasses fell in the wilderness. In the third chapter, in the 17th verse, but with whom he was grieved 40 years, as it was not them that had sinned whose carcass fell in the wilderness. And all of them that came out of Egypt, only two went into that promised land out of the whole antediluvian world. In the days gone by, there were 8 souls saved out of billions. Straight is the gate, and narrow is the way, but few there'll be that will find it. And by God's grace, as we sit here under the anointing of the Holy Spirit, and the word comes, and when it comes, it's sharp. And sometimes it comes, and it seems like the sun's just bearing down on us, just ripening, that old ripening sun just bearing down. God's got a purpose for that. And be thankful if you're sitting where that's happening. Because many people would like to feel that sun, and they aren't feeling it. But God's grace, he predestinated a few people here and there all over this world. And he predestinated a fivefold ministry to bring that people to maturity. He set them there until they came to the unity of the faith, to preach the word and to be a pastor to over the flock and to lead and to guide. And how, as we see, that that's all part of God's plan and part of God's word. And when you can find yourself knowing that you can rest in the surety that you're following God's plan, and you can see the word that's coming that's bringing that maturity in your life, and you see that, you know, it's just like if we always eat sugar, it just won't help us a bit. But when we get all of our vitamins and our nutrients, how good we feel and how well we grow. And it's the same in the spiritual world, how God makes sure we have a well-balanced diet. And he knows exactly when to place this mineral there or that mineral over here to supplement us along the way. And how we should be so thankful that if we can see the Holy Spirit working to meet my needs, to bring the word that I need for the next day. I might come in one service and the word come forth and it might only be for me. And everyone else may have to sit here and say, that was a good message, but it must not have been for me. I checked my life and I was good. But what if it was for me? Amen. And I go out the door saying, thank you, Lord, for answering my prayer. Thank you, Lord, for revealing that to me. And see, we come in here each and every service, and each time somebody is getting the nutrient that they need. If they come hungry and thirsting after righteousness and looking to God, the author and the finisher of our faith, to take this word and to break it down and to place it into our heart and to give us the revelation that we need to make us grow. And how important it is, and how we see the reality of needing every word we can get at this hour. Amen. It's not a time to get slack and to think, well, we've got all the message. We've heard all the message. I don't know why we have to have 3 services a week. I don't know why we even bother. We've heard all the message. One service on Sunday ought to be plenty. That's what a lot of people think in this message. They're just waiting on a rapture. But God's looking for a life and a maturity to come into a people. Amen. And by God's grace, he said, forsake not the assembling of yourselves together. And the more so as you see that day approaching. Why? Because it's the growth that's taking place. that's bringing us to that place in Jesus Christ that we have to be. It's not us doing it. It's Him doing it through us as we follow His provided way. Amen. He'll bring about the fruits of the fullness of it. But oh my, how thankful we ought to be that to see God's plan and to see that I've found myself in it. Not that I'm just living in a false glare that God sent a prophet. I'm just living that He did great signs and wonders and miracles. But no, I've seen the miracles that the Word said would be produced in my life. I've seen them take place. I've seen that change in my life. I've seen the reality of what this Word will do if you'll take it into yourself and die out to yourself and let God have His preeminence and see the changes that it makes in our lives. Amen. Oh, how grateful we ought to be. Amen. Here in Hebrews, the 10th chapter, I'm going to turn and read real quick. Well, actually, yeah. Amen. We'll get there. Let's go ahead and turn over there to Hebrews 10. Amen. This was in the Pergamos church age, and I didn't get a paragraph for it, but it's probably around chapter 5 in there, and Brother Bram was just speaking. It's just a small quote. He said, "I know thy works. If a man fears that he might not please God, then let him fulfill the word. If a man wonders if he'll ever hear those words, well done, good and faithful servant, let him fulfill the word of God in his life, and assuredly he will hear those words of praise. The word of truth was the criterion then, and it's the criterion now. There isn't another standard. There isn't another plumb line. As the world is going to be judged by one Christ Jesus, even so it's going to be judged by the word. And if a man wants to know how he's making out, let him do as James suggested, look into the mirror of God's word." And oh, how thankful we should be each time we can truly look into that precious word. Yes, I may look in there and see a short place. But oh, but by God's grace, I know He's going to give me the strength to see that thing overcome and changed and move on with Him to bring me to that place of that full maturity. Oh, saints, we're getting close. Amen. As Paul put here in Hebrews, the 10th chapter, the 35th verse, "Cast not away therefore your confidence, which hath great recompense of reward. For ye have need of patience, that after ye have done the will of God, ye might receive the promise. For yet a little while, and he that shall come, and will not tarry. Now the just shall live by faith, but if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. But we are not of them who draw back unto perdition, but of them that believe to the saving of the soul. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report." And oh my, by God's grace, the same faith that they had will obtain a good report. Amen. If by God's grace we'll yield to Him, they would be able to write a second book of Acts behind the life of each individual that truly comes into Jesus Christ to see the Holy Spirit manifested through their life. Not a group of people in one building, but individuals before God that have truly surrendered themselves to Him and letting Him have the preeminence, giving up their selves and letting Him have the prisonership and yielding to that precious word, we're going to see the same results in our lives that that book of Acts produced. And oh my, how we should already be seeing the results. How we should already be able to identify and to see what God is doing in our hearts and our lives as we see this precious word. But what's it mean to me? As we travel along life's road and all kinds of things come and many things come and prop up here and pop up there, and there's troubles of life, cares of life, all of this going on around us. But all, does my goal stay focused on what Jesus Christ has done for me and what He's asked me to be and why He sent me here? And am I yielded to that purpose first and all else comes second? May we truly be a people that it's vindicated in our hearts and our lives that He is our first love and that He matters more above all things, that what He want my Lord to be satisfied and pleased with me. Amen. Yes, amen. Amen. As let's see here. Amen. Let's see if I want to read this. You sisters can come to the instruments if you would. This was in the message, Choosing of a Bride, and Brother Branham had got done preaching. I just thought I'd share his prayer with you as I just was listening to him pray it on the tape. But he says, "Dear God," this is on page 32, paragraph 233. "Dear God, whenever my spirit is shaking, my heart is dropping teardrops of warning, Grant, O God, that men and women will not think what I've said as a joke, and the church people will not think it was something that was prejudiced or against them. May they see, Lord, that it's in love. Thou bearest me record, Almighty God, that up and down this coast I've went year after year proclaiming your word. Bear record, O God, if it would happen tonight, I've told the truth. Thou knowest this vision of the bride is the truth. I've took your name by it, Lord, and said, thus saith the Lord, and I feel that I'm conscious, Lord, of what I'm doing. So I pray thee, Lord, in Jesus' name, let the people shake themselves tonight and flee from the wrath that is to come. For Ichabod is wrote over the doors and over the nation, and a black check mark has come across it. The Spirit of God is grieved away, and they're weighed in the balance and found wanting, and the feast of King Nebuchadnezzar has repeated again with drunken parties and half-dressed women calling themselves Christians. O God of heaven, have mercy upon a sinful world and a sinful people. And O Lord, as we are here tonight, God, I'm trying to stand in the breach and ask for divine mercy that you'll speak into this crowd tonight and call your bride to attention. Lord, to march not by the sign of any creed, but by the sound gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Grant it, O God. Let it be known this night that thou art God and thy word is truth, while solemnly in the face of this people we call them to attention of thy word. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray for them, Lord. They have seen you beyond any shadow of a doubt move across the crowds and tell them what's in their heart. Thou knowest, Lord, that's right now and what's going on. Thou knowest that to be the truth, O God. And I pray thee in Jesus' name, let the Holy Spirit intercede again, Lord, and pull from this audience, Lord, those who are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Grant it, O God, I pray with all my heart. These people naturally, Lord, would give me the last penny they had to support the message, and they'd do anything that they could. But, O God, when it comes to coping with it and coming into it, I pray, God, that this will be the night you will reward them and pour down your Holy Spirit upon this convention. And may there not be a frolic or jumping around, but a weeping and a crying and a repenting, holding on to the horns of the altar while we see the judgments roaring beneath us tonight. Grant it, God, I pray, as sincerely as I know how, in the name of Jesus Christ. And oh my, may he says, my brother, sister, I don't know what more to say. If I found grace in your sight by the power of God, and if you believe me to be his prophet, this is the first time public I've ever said that. I feel a strange warning of some sort, and I'm not prone to this. You know I'm not. I don't act like this. And I hesitated to speak that message and say those things. I run sideways and everything else to keep from doing it. But it's been said, and it'll stand at the day as a judgment, as a witness, that I've told the truth. And that's thus saith the Lord. And in this message, how he pointed out the bride Jesus Christ was looking for. And what she would, how she would be dressed in his raiment, in his garments. It'd be his life living through her. And oh my, as we've seen, he always pointed us back to that precious word and what that bride was to be for her husband that's coming. And oh my, as we get the chance to look into God's precious word, may each time we uphold that and remember. It doesn't matter what's going on around us. It don't matter who's maybe losing sight of the vision. But Lord, keep my eyes centered upon the goal and upon the purpose in which I've been sent, Lord, that I would achieve exactly what you wanted done in my life. To let you live and to have the full sway. May God grant it to me as much as he grants it to you in this last hour in which we live, that we would truly be representation of this precious word in body, human form. Written epistles, read of all men, walking and talking. May that be our heart's desire, I pray. Amen. Let's all stand, if you would. Just a few short words, I pray. You can find something from it to encourage you and strengthen your heart. But don't forget, we've heard these words many, many times, and we've heard it all the time. But let us take the more earnest heed, lest at any time we should let them slip. Let's hold up that arms as they held up Moses' arms at the end of that great battle. May we continue to hold up God's banner as the light seems to go out of this world. May we be a little bitty light shining for him in this last time as we have. Amen. I'm so glad he saw me in his great mind. So glad that his precious words caught my attention. Amen. And that by his mercy and grace, there's a desire burning in my heart, as well as yours, as I can see, to be here and to gather around God's word and to make sure I get my portion each and every time that I can. You know, last Thursday evening, I was out of town, and we was able to join in through service. I thank the brothers for getting it up and be able to watch the service with you. It's not the same as being here, but I thank God for the opportunity to be able to get that word while it was fresh. It's coming forth, and you can partake of it. And if you get in the right spirit, God will put it to use if you can't be here. But you know, it just thank God for the opportunities that we have. And you know, I got a chance to visit another church over the weekend, and just thank God that he saw me here. You know, I could be a lot of other places. I could be like many that's running to and fro, trying to find that happiness, trying to find that peace, trying to find that right word that they want spoken. But you know, so many people go the wrong bout. They go about looking for a man that makes them happy to hear, instead of going looking for God's word that's coming forth crisp and clear in a manner that will cause them to grow. But I thank God that he's placed me where I am, and I pray every day that, Lord, if there's one more sheep somewhere that we can help or do something along the way, Lord, to catch their attention, may it be, give me the wisdom to be able to do what's necessary to catch that last little one. But while I'm still here, let my life be a true reflection of Jesus Christ in this last age. Oh, may it burn in our hearts. Amen. Let's sing that little chorus, "To Be Like Jesus," as our pastor comes.
To be like Jesus, to be like Jesus, on earth I long to song, "To Be Like Jesus." And it was in the message conference, and Brother Branham said, "You can never be like him unless he was a part of him." But my, you know how true that is. No way we could be like him unless he was in the great predestinated plan of God. Amen. To be exactly what he wants us to be. So we appreciate those few words tonight. It's just, you know, I don't care what it is. There is something about the word. Anytime you hear it, read it, whatever it is, there's just something so real and so sweet about it, so genuine. I'm just so thankful that God saw us in his great mind. Amen. Don't you love him? Amen. I appreciate him with all my heart. Let us bow our heads for a moment of prayer. Lord Jesus, we thank you so greatly for these precious words our brother spoke and read to us tonight. Lord, it's more than just words. It's life. Lord, it's so precious. Sometimes it's even hard to explain what we feel on the inside when we hear those words. Any of your word, Lord, it's just so illuminating and searching, that Lord, we want to make sure that everything we listen to and read, that Father, it's truly become a living manifestation in our lives. That's what you're looking for now, Lord, is that precious life. And how it's just been stirring through my heart today, Lord, that, oh God, as that prophet said, it's more than just words, it's such a reality. Every action must declare you. Every action. Lord, may you just take that and let it grow in our hearts, oh God. There's such a greatness to that. And maybe to many, Lord, it'd just be words. Oh, it's just something the prophet said. But Lord, may the Holy Spirit take that and break it down into our hearts to bring a great reality of the Lord. So we greatly appreciate this night. Asking in for your blessings to be upon the people as we travel to our homes and separate places. Just keep us safe now. And Lord, we pray for those that couldn't be here. May you meet the needs in their hearts and their lives and bless them also, Lord. And help us if you should tarry, Lord. Give us the strength and health and Lord, your mercy and grace that we could be here Sunday. Again, together around your precious word. Father, we can continue to grow and continue to ripen and get all the greenness out of us. We thank you again now for this day.
bless us in your holy, precious name, our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. I just love it. Amen. Let's sing that little chorus one more time.
To be like Jesus, to be like Jesus,
hallelujah.
Earth I long,
had to be a part of it,
to be like Him.
With you and keep you safe.